this is how we know love. Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for others, for our brothers and sisters. But if someone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but refuses to help, how can the love of God dwell in a person like that? Little children, let's not love with our words and speech, but with our actions and truth. This is how we will know that we belong, to the truth and reassure our hearts in God's presence. Even if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. Keep this commandments and do what pleases him. This commandment, those who keep commandments dwell in God, and God dwells in them. This is how we know that he dwells in us, because of the spirit he gives us.
Hello, friends. It is an honor to be here with you all today, worshiping alongside you in beloved community. And it's a privilege to be able to share a message with you all today as well. My name is Bailey Bronner. My pronouns are she, her. I serve as the senior pastor at Mission Hills United Methodist Church in San Diego, California. And I'm also an openly queer clergy person in the California Pacific Annual Conference. I want to give a quick disclaimer to you all. Throughout today's message, I'll use the terms LGBTQIA+ and queer interchangeably as a way to refer to that community, which I'm a part of. For some, the term queer is challenging because of its history of being used against the LGBTQIA+ community. And so I invite you to hold that if that is something that is true for you. But many have also chosen to reclaim it, to take back its power, which is how I choose to use it today. I'm so grateful to Pastor Brad for the opportunity to preach today during Pride Month. My call has always been to create spaces for people who've been hurt by the church, either from the internet, in spaces that are in the sanctuary or beyond it, because frankly, we too often expect marginalized communities to either conform to spaces already there or to go somewhere else. Today's passage that we just had read for us talks about the ways that the Holy Spirit moves through all of us in profound ways, and why we're being called to allow her to speak through our queer community in particular, even if it means risking our comfort in order to do so. We are told today in the epistle of 1 John that we should love in truth and action. Showing that we follow Jesus versus simply saying it, in other words. Belief isn't a bad thing. It's part of our faith, yes. But at the end of the day, it's not enough to simply call yourself a Christian without that proof in action. It's like saying that you are a baker without ever have produced a cookie or a cake, right? You have to prove it. The same thing goes for being an ally. Yes, being a reconciling church is important. Taking those steps in order to proclaim on paper or visually that, yes, you are open to all of God's beloveds. It's a step in the right direction in regards to holding space for queer people. And it cannot be love unless it is also rooted in truth and action. The rainbow flag doesn't do the work of love without the Holy Spirit being recognized in all God's children. And we do that through our actions. In the spirit of action, we read further from our author of 1 John, who asks, How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister or sibling in need and yet refuses help? In other words, the writer states that the love of God isn't in someone's heart if they see someone in need but choose not to act. Therefore, Christianity, following Christ, is not only about seeing the hurt in the world, in the places and the people in need, but being a catalyst for change in those ways, bearing witness to the gospel by both our words and our works. Jesus reveals himself today in this passage, and he calls those around him to love one another in this passage, just as he loves us. We are called to the same things, friends. This Pride Month, we as Christian people can do a much better job of loving our LGBTQIA+ siblings. And we as United Methodists must do a better job. One of the many shared experiences of the queer community is religious trauma or spiritual abuse. Even as a pastor in an affirming annual conference, I still have trouble entering religious spaces because of my own spiritual trauma. There's an episode of a popular show called Queer Eye that illustrates this idea perfectly. In the first 10 or so minutes of the first episode of season 2, I'd invite you to watch it if you haven't yet. We learn that the assignment for the 5 gay men is to make over a church community center. They're touring this community center and the church grounds as a whole at the beginning of the episode, and they move to go and see the church sanctuary itself. As the men file in, we can see 4 of the 5 go in, but one of them doesn't. We see Bobby, a gay man, unable to walk into the doors of the church, of the sanctuary. There was no service going on. It was completely empty. The lights were turned off, but still Bobby could not walk into the doors. If you're a part of the LGBTQIA+ community watching this episode or any kind of marginalized community, you'd need no further explanation for Bobby's actions. Because Bobby was experiencing a spiritual trauma because of past experiences with the church. So strong that he is not able to walk into the doors of the church they were working on. It didn't matter how welcoming the church signage was, how kind the people were. Sometimes our building itself can be enough to leave people outside of the doors. Sometimes the doors that past versions of church have put up have stayed up for so long that the wood of the door still stands just as strongly as it did when the door was built in the first place. Too often, the Holy Spirit is not recognized in members of marginalized communities because of this rich history that we have of transphobia, homophobia, sexism, nationalism, white supremacy. As bearers of the good news, we are called to see the divine in all of God's children. For that, friends, is how we can truly love in truth and action. While this is a call that we must work towards in all areas of our communities, Pride Month gives us all an opportunity to take the call seriously to queer allyship. When we love in truth and action, recognizing the Holy Spirit moving in each and every person, it may come with a cost. It may mean speaking up, even when you're the only one to do so. It may mean that you give up your leadership role so that a queer person can represent through that role. It may mean educating yourself instead of thinking that you are entitled to a queer person's emotional labor. It may mean paying a queer person for their emotional labor. It may mean listening to marginalized voices when making important decisions in the church, like how different ministries can be more open, and then following those recommendations. Friends, as bearers of God's image, the good news is that there is nothing you or I or any of us can do to hinder our own ability to be loved by God. And the even better news, though challenging, is that there is nothing we can do to hinder anyone else's ability to be loved by God. For all of us have the Holy Spirit moving through us. Soccer player Abby Wambach talks about this sort of sentiment of God being different from the church. And I think it's a really important point to make, that even when the church fails to do their job to be an ally, even when the church hurts and harms and sends away and condemns, God does not leave that individual. Rather, God goes with them into the world to experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit that has always been working in their life. This Pride Month and beyond, I want to challenge you to look at who you are seeing the Holy Spirit in and who you aren't. How can you allow love to spring forth in truth and action to allow you to see all of God's beloved in God's own image? What might you need to give up or change in order to do that? Is it your privilege, your status, your time, your money, what has always been, your comfort zone? As you leave this place today, friends, may you be encouraged to show up in truth and action, especially when it's hard. May you use your voice, your privilege, and your platform to look for love in all of God's children. And may you seek to grow in allyship, not performatively, but authentically, laying down your life for your friends, your LGBTQIA+ siblings in Christ. Happy Pride. Let us pray. God of passion, love, and justice, we thank you for showing up to us through our LGBTQIA+ siblings. We thank you for their resilience, their patience, their hearts. Allow us to live freely as who you have created us to be, deeply and divinely loved. Challenge us to see those around us in the same light. In your name we pray. Amen.